Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Peaks by Mornings, Moose Breezy. Tis the season for prom.
Love it.
A lot of teens are getting ready to go back to the big dance. I feel like there's a lot more pressure on kids today to look their best than ever before. At least when we were in high school.
Right.
We have a woman by the name of Carla that called up during the break and says she's pretty disgusted that her niece is being told she can't wear what she wants to prom because of her weight. Hi, yes. Carla. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, we need to know. What did you mean when you said your niece isn't allowed to wear a certain prom dress because of her weight?
Well, so I don't want to bash my sister here. We don't get along, but that has nothing to do with anything. It's just that my daughter, who has prom coming up, about the same age as her cousin, my sister's daughter. My niece comes into school crying. My daughter asks her what's going on. Okay. And she said it was because her mom, my sister, won't let her wear the dress that she wants to wear because she's too fat and everybody's going to make fun of her.
That's what her own mother said to her.
That's what her mother said.
Okay.
Right.
Bold, but she said what she said. Sure.
It's disgusting. Parents that or might listen to this, do not do this.
Right.
Do yeah. not shame your kids, because that's going to stick with them for the rest of their lives. My sister does not care.
Has she always been this abrasive, if you will?
She had a weight problem growing up.
Oh, she did too.
Yeah. So, so she's just projecting this onto her kid.
Right.
I think it's shameful. She knows how it feels. She knows the kids that we grew up with that used to call her fat all the time.
Yeah.
She just goes and turns around and does the same thing to her own kid. And it just blows my mind.
Yeah, that's it blows not my great. Mind.
I mean, I don't know how close you are with your sister now or your niece, but how do you think this has affected your niece thus far mentally?
Honestly, I just keep telling my niece to remind her mother that retirement homes are a thing.
Oh.
That retirement homes are a thing. Got it. Okay.
Listen, fire with fire sometimes.
Wow.
So
you're pulling no punches. Can I ask you, not to get too personal into your life, but why did you guys have a falling out? Was it because of the way she treats her daughter, or was it something more related to the two of you?
There's a lot there.
Oh, there's a lot to
unpack. There's a lot there. It's not. It doesn't just happen with one thing.
Oh, so this stems back to maybe even your childhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we don't have to go too far
the
into detail.
Then.
Yeah.
All in all, though, I mean, what are you looking to do here?
Yeah. What's the end goal?
Just raise some awareness. Do not do that to your kids. They have enough to deal with. They don't need body shaming on top of it.
You know, as someone who their whole life has dealt with something extremely similar, I can attest to the fact that if someone the more someone tries to put their two cents in about your way or your body or your appearance, it leads to some pretty unhealthy habits down the road, and quite frankly, has the opposite effect of what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
Right. So in the long run, this is going to do nothing but mess her daughter up. Your daughter's close with her. They're cousins. And she came into school crying. So it's affecting her.
Yeah. And honestly, I think it's going to affect the way that my daughter, feels about her aunt. Like she doesn't have somebody that she can turn to.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you what, guys, I would even talk with her on air this morning if you want, because you hear me, and maybe you can help bang some sense into this woman's head.
Not you using us as a buffer.
I don't know if...
You're welcome. You're welcome.
No, I mean,
It'd be great radio.
Truthfully, I don't know if we're the people to do that.
Yeah.
You think your sister would talk to us? Because... I mean, listen, obviously there's two sides to every story. I think she has a right to defend herself here. I just don't want to call her live on the air and she goes crazy on us or you.
Yeah, which I think would happen.
If she can embarrass her own kid, then if she can dish it out, she should be able to take it.
Well, I'm not.
You think she's going to double down? Three against one?
Let's give her
honestly,
a call.
I don't even know with her anymore.
Let's give her a call during the break and see if she's willing to chat. I just don't want to do it live because I think there's a lot of people who would like to know why she's body shaming her teen daughter.
That's fine.
All right. Let's try and give, what's your sister's name?
Diane.
Let's try and give Diane a call during the break and get her on with us coming up next on PXY Mornings.
It's Breezy's Big Bills Update on PXY.
Everybody keep your pants on because the 2025 Buffalo Bills schedule is here.
Oh, wow. That's
and it's the farewell season to the Highmark Stadium.
That it is.
Come 2026, baby. That's when the gates are opening to the brand new stadium that will be located in downtown Buffalo.
It's a big deal. It really is.
It is. It's the farewell season. And I'm not going to lie. I saw the schedule come out yesterday and I had to do a couple of different analysis of what games I'm going to. Right. But let's break it down. So the season will start officially on the 7th of September for the Buffalo Bills. They will obviously have a preseason game that will be August 17th, and they will be obviously here at St. John Fisher University for Bills training camp. So the bye week will take place on the third weekend in October, which obviously changes every year. But I was texting a couple of my friends, and I think we're headed, because I have a friend who's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I think we're headed to the Pittsburgh game in Pittsburgh on the 30th of November.
Yeah, I see that here. So the first game is going to be September 7th, Baltimore Ravens in Bills Stadium. I went to the opening last season, and they're always fun. I always try to go to opening game, but this is a night game. It's an 8:20 primetime game.
Yeah, unless you're taking Monday off.
Right.
I don't see that happening for you. But I'm under the notion of never wish your life away, but I am very excited given the fact that last season was my first official season as an official Bills fan. Yeah, I actually followed the entire season. I watched the entirety of the season.
Did. She jumped ships, you guys, from being a Kansas City Chiefs fan. And you're not even a Swiftie anymore, are you?
Okay, chill. I've just loosened the reins a little bit.
Right.
But these tickets are already reselling for crazy, so I feel like I would hop on it now if you're going to at all.
So tell us, how do you give us your projection for the 2025 Buffalo Bills season?
The farewell season? Well, listen, Josh Allen's going to crush. He's going to be a married man. He's absolutely going to dominate.
He's got a lot to play for.
He's going to get that Mary juice in him and just absolutely go for it. He's
coming in.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
In the new season, being MVP.
MVP.
A new wife.
MVP of the NFL.
A beautiful smoking
MVP
hot wife.
MVP of Haley Steinfeld's heart.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what more could this... If anything was out of place for this guy to not win a Super Bowl, it is all come together now. Do not let us down, Josh Allen. And Josh Allen, we trust. Do good, be good, go Bills, whatever it is. Thank you so much. It's Breezy's Big Bills Update on PXY. Sponsored by DraftKings.
No, it's it's definitely not. All right, if you missed it, we're going to catch you guys up to speed. But we had a discussion about the pressure teens face more than ever when it comes to looking their best at prom. Well, a listener by the name of Carla called up, accused her older sister of body shaming her teen daughter, saying she will not be allowed to wear certain prom dresses because of how fat she is. Ooh. Here's a clip of that call from earlier.
My niece comes into school crying, and she said it was because her mom, my sister, won't let her wear the dress that she wants to wear because she's too fat. It's disgusting. Parents that might listen to this, do not do this.
Right.
Do not shame your kids.
Well, we called Carla's sister, Diane, during the break, which was Carla's suggestion, and asked if she would be willing to talk with us just so we can hear her side of the story. Mm-hmm. And she said she would be willing to give us 2 minutes of her time.
Oh.
2 minutes. We'll get both Carla and her sister, Diane, on with us coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Earlier in the hour, we get a call from a woman by the name of Carla, who's on hold with us. And we were talking about prom season and the pressures teen face today to look better than ever. It's a lot. Well, the segment takes a weird turn after Carla calls in because she says her niece is constantly being body shamed by her own mother, who's Carla's older sister. And according to Carla, her sister Diane is telling her own daughter, you're way too fat to wear certain prom dresses. And you either cover up or you just... You don't go because it's embarrassing.
Wear a different dress, yeah.
Carla, so she suggested that we call her sister. Are you still with us this morning?
Yes.
Okay, so we suggested your sister Diane speak with us because she has a right to defend herself.
I think she suggested that. I was kind of just an innocent bystander, just to cover my own ass.
But. She did suggest that. And I know you mentioned you guys have somewhat of a tough relationship. But we were able to get her on with us. Hi, good morning. Is this Carla's sister, Diane? Yes?
Yeah, this is Diane. But hi. I'm going to be honest. I don't know who you guys are.
Oh.
I only listen to AM radio. And
that's fine.
I'm so humbling. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to thank you really quick for agreeing to come on, because I know not everybody wants to be on the air sharing their dirty laundry here, but... Your sister Carla had reached out to us this morning. We spoke with her.
Yeah, I should have guessed. So, I mean, I don't have a lot of time. I'm just going to tell you, I have to get ready for work.
But... What's the tea, Diane? Just spill it.
Okay, Carla is just, she's harassing me again, I'm sure, like she normally does, because she seems to have nothing better to do. So what's on her mind today?
Well, she's concerned about the way that you're treating your own daughter, and there's a little bit of a body shaming situation revolving the prom dress.
Okay. Look, I never said my daughter looked fat. There is a dress that she wants to wear where there are like rolls of flesh showing because they're cutouts, and it's not a flattering look for my daughter. So I'm going to look out for her, right? I'm her mom.
You called her fat. You're calling her fat on the radio right now. Who cares if she has a roll? When she was a baby, that was your favorite thing about her.
Okay. Well, yeah, any mom with kids knows it's their job to protect their children from embarrassment.
Well, I have one the same age we protect her thing.
Right. So I'm doing my job. I mean, what kind of mother would I be if I let my daughter, who clearly does have a weight issue, go to prom with her rolls of flesh hanging out of her dress? It is not a good look. And you know what?
The kind of mother who doesn't body shame her child.
But
and
Diane, do you
feel bad for who she is?
Do you, I feel like there was a different way to deliver it.
I think so. Diane, do you feel a little guilty, though, about how you speak to your daughter about her weight issue?
She went to school sobbing.
You know, I mean, if you start out saying, hey, sweetie, this isn't a great dress for you, and she's insisting on wearing it, then, you know, you gotta kind of bring some sense into the conversation and use words that maybe aren't the nicest, right?
But you also, according to your sister Carla, you also had a weight issue growing up, so you know what it feels like. So
right.
Don't
and
you
I
think you're projecting
my daughter? I'm trying to spare my daughter from what I went through.
Is that really what it is, though?
But you do understand that by the way that you're speaking to your daughter, you are just inadvertently already treating her like others treated you.
You know what is so funny is that, like, we've been talking for 2 minutes and you're trying to, like, diagnose me.
Right. No one's diagnosing
yeah, I mean,
you.
I know
we're
my
no doctors, queen.
Anyone.
No, honestly, Diane, nobody here is trying to attack you. We're just trying to understand. We know you guys had a falling out. And we appreciate you coming on the air to
Carla did not have a lot of good things to say about me. I know what she said about me. Only horrible things, only the worst. That's all that she wants to see. That's all she wants to talk about. It seems to be all she wants to live for. So, you know, props to you, Carla. I'm glad I occupy so much space in your mind all the time.
Living rent-free in
wow,
her head.
Wow, if you think that's what this is, has nothing
You're exhausting.
To do with me.
You are exhausting.
Turn this around and try to make it about me when the truth is, that you're just being mean and bullying your own kid. No wonder mom doesn't want to spend holidays with you.
Oh, my God. It's getting personal, you guys.
Oh, so now you got to bring that into it. Okay, thank you so much for making my morning so much better than it was already. This is really beautiful of you, and I always appreciate how you just try to make things worse. It's always you making things worse.
You should be able to take it.
I am a good mother, and if you saw how silly my daughter looked in that dress at 5'4", with the cutouts at the waist and the rolls hanging out, you would agree with me that that is not something she wants for her prom photo. And by the way, Carla, you made fun of me for being fat, so you have no right to even speak on this. And I don't want any more with this. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful day.
Okay. Bye, Diane.
All right, Diane hung up. Carla,
did you do that? Because if you did that, this is all null and void.
I think that, you know how sometimes when you get older, your memories about things tend to shift?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, other people would make fun of my sister, and occasionally, you know, I wouldn't go and stand up to the defense, and to her, that's the same thing.
Sure.
Got
okay.
it.
When you're in middle school and you can't always fight every fight.
No, I understand.
Me.
Yeah, I get that.
So to her, that's the same thing as me having done it myself.
Sure.
Which I didn't.
Okay.
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know what to say. I never do. I'm going to be honest. There's never once been a good situation where I put two people on the air together at the same time. It's never ended well. I kind of should have assumed that was going to happen. But thanks for continuing to stick up for your niece and the people that probably need it the most, like her.
Of course. And honestly, I do wish that I had, you know, even though when you're 11, you know, you're working on developing your backbone. I wish I had more of a backbone back then, but I have it now. So I'm going to advocate for her.
Where do you see the relationship going with you and your sister? Do you guys think you're going to work things out?
No.
I mean, you heard her. She's stubborn like an ox. So I don't know.
All right.
If she'll ever mellow out, I don't know.
If you want to leave this call saying one thing, what would it be?
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you for trying.
Thanks for calling up this morning, Carla. We appreciate you listening to the show and being a part of it this morning.
Of course.
Okay. Talk soon. Honestly, I think that went pretty well.
It literally couldn't have gone worse.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.